Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Well, good morning. It is 6.05 a.m. Welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. We have much going on today. We have got passes to the X107.5 Luau. It's also Whiskey Wednesday. What are we featuring today, Mahoney?
Dave, I've brought in a very special whiskey today for Whiskey Wednesday. Okay. One of our favorites. I've brought in we've done the Hibiki Harmony on Whiskey Wednesdays before, and I have upgraded us to the Hibiki 12-year.
Wow, okay, ooh, very nice.
Yeah, so fancy stuff.
If you're not familiar with Hibiki, it is a Japanese whiskey.
Mm-hmm. It's a blended whiskey, mm-hmm. which a lot of people kind of, you know, the years past, it's I only want single malt.
Yeah.
But the Japanese really do it right with this mixed blend of malts and creates just an absolute wonderful flavor. My favorite whiskey by far. I hate to even feature it on the show to let people know about it because it's so hard to get in the first place and it's so good. But it really is one of the best whiskeys out there on the market right now. And
nobody listens.
Well,
we're fine. It's just three of us sitting in the room.
I had a friend hit me up this morning. She was on her way home. And she...
really?
Yeah.
Just now?
But she was on her way home.
She's like, I haven't listened in so long. What's going on? It's like, it's because, you know, we're playing the best of stuff in the 5 a.m. hour now. And I'm like, what the hell are you doing up? And
going home.
Drive a shame.
my girl.
Yeah. But, you know, so at least there's one confirmed listener right now.
Going home to shower off before she goes to work for the day?
I think she works in the night.
Oh, does she?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Don't shame, Dave.
No,
I'm not shaming. You're the one that called it a drive of shame.
That's what she called it.
I would call it a drive of success.
That's what she called it, man.
Either way, that's not the only thing going on in the show today. We also have not one, but two brand new pieces of prison mail.
It's been so long.
It has.
So one of them had been sitting in my mailbox for about 2 weeks, apparently. I don't check my mail that often. Nobody sends me mail anymore.
That's why.
Either way, it's still been a long time.
But the other one's very fresh.
So we got one from Courtney, which is one of our OG.
She's down in Prim, right?
Gene now.
Gene.
And then we have a brand new letter from a girl we've never heard from before. So total mystery, but the first one will be open at 7:20 this morning.
Okay.
Yep. And to start us off today, how about some audio from what went down yesterday? I'm sure that you probably heard or saw some of the hype of this whole Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather press conference that was going down. At one point, I clicked over on a stream that was happening, being shown through Facebook, and over 100,000 people were watching a press conference.
That's wild. Yeah. I thought we were going to start off with the Shia LaBeouf audio, you son of a bitch.
No, no.
How dare you defame such a good actor.
We definitely have some new Shia LaBeouf audio, and it is.
I didn't watch the McGregor-Mayweather conference. I knew we were going to talk about it today, so I wanted to go into it with fresh ears.
McGregor had
they're all just going to talk a lot of trash.
Yeah.
One hell of a pinstripe suit.
And you saw the close-up of it, of course, right?
Yeah.
But how old is he, though?
Yeah,
come on, man.
I mean, so you're wearing a pinstripe suit, and all of the pinstripes, if you zoom in close on it, said F-U.
But they spelled it out.
Yeah, they spelled it out. Yeah. So he was pretty impressed with himself for wearing that suit.
I didn't realize though.
It's kind of funny.
I will say this.
Kind of funny.
See, I didn't watch the video, but I saw a lot of the stills from the press conference, and McGregor is significantly bigger than Mayweather.
In height buff. and he looks a lot bigger size wise too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But height wise, there's a significant difference in size between those two.
Absolutely.
So it'll be interesting. But here you go. Here's some of the audio. We'll start with Conor McGregor.
This boxing press conference is a completely different setup than we're used to. But 20,000 people, it's mind blowing. I'm absolutely honored to be here before you to give you this great spectacle. And somebody's O has got to go. He's in a f-ing tracksuit. He can't even afford a suit anymore. He is there's no other way about it. His little legs, his little core, his little head. I'm going to knock him out inside 4 rounds. Mark my words.
I mean,
Conor McGregor did a pretty good job, but he also appeared fairly nervous.
Of course, he
was outside of his element. You know, he's matching wits with somebody that is also very good on the microphone.
He's a little intimidated.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to a totally different sport. Yeah.
Somebody's O's got to go. I mean, Conor, You got beat by Nate Diaz, and you lost two other times before that, or three other times before that, right?
Yeah.
Lost three times?
He's never lost in boxing.
That's not the same. I've never lost in boxing.
Well, yes, you have.
No, that was a Muay Thai match, that was a smoker. So
that was not a smoker. No,
that was a smoker.
Was it sanctioned?
Who sanctioned that fight?
Me and Steve Mazzagatti.
He wasn't focused
because his
dog
died.
Don't bring Steve Mazzagatti into this.
And then, of course, Floyd Mayweather responded.
All workers what? Well, point to the easy work then. 21 is the number. They say, why is 21 the number? Because that's how long I've been kicking ass. I don't give a fuck if it's a ring. I don't give a fuck if it's an octagon.
Yeah, you do.
Put me in there and I'm going to kick ass.
You do give a fuck if it's an octagon.
Y'all already know I ain't man. I ain't back down for no mother body. You line them up and I knock them down like bowling pins. And August 26th, I'm going to knock this out too.
Yeah, really.
So the whole world tour continues. They're in Toronto today, and then they're going to New York, or they're going over to the UK to do a thing in London.
Kind of reminded me of Muhammad Ali for a second.
No.
Who?
What are you talking about?
No. I'm just saying, trying to have his little flow there.
They're both doing that. I mean, that's the whole thing. It's like everyone wants to be as great on the microphone as Muhammad Ali was. And I will say that, I mean, when you think about modern-day martial artists, and boxers. I mean, Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather are two of the better trash talkers. Like, they are entertaining on the microphone.
Floyd just sounds so dumb.
He is dumb.
Well, yeah.
He is dumb, but at least he, like, figures out a little rhyme in his head and memorizes it, you know? It's kind of
like
you.
I'm going to say this.
Y21, that's how long I've been kicking ass. And somebody's like, hell yeah, Floyd, that was good, man.
I mean, the fact that Floyd is talking trash like that, if it would take place in an octagon.
Yeah, you got to stop that.
That is insane, because I would take, like, as much as I'm going to put, you know, if the line comes down even more on Mayweather, I'm going to put money on it.
Of course.
If this fight took place in an octagon, I would put every nickel that I have ever earned and saved.
$45?
42.
How? Oh, you had
I bought a coffee on the way to work. I would put every nickel on Conor in an octagon.
Either way, in
a mixed martial arts match.
Like I said from the get-go, this is what we're paying for. There's going to be a buy button on August 26th, and it's going to cost $99.95, and I'm fine with that, but this is the entertainment. Yeah. So far, it's off to a pretty entertaining start.
I just want to hear Conor McGregor talk. His little legs, his little core.
And I'm just going to thank you right now in advance, Dave. Thanks for hosting it at your house and paying for it.
You son of a bitch.
Nice.
I'll bring over some booze.
I'll bring chips.
For myself.
My honey drank
just
all the booze.
Pack.
Sylvia ate a whole bag of chips by herself. It was really strange.
Mm-hmm.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I think you should have bought more chips.
In front of 20,000 people.
Coming up next on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So, Mahoney, you alluded to it a couple of minutes ago, the audio of Shia LaBeouf from his arrest over the weekend.
How dare you play this on this show, Dave?
Oh, it ain't good.
How dare you?
It's not good at all. Also, checking the voicemail for the first time today in a couple of minutes. If you want to sneak a message in there, 702-889-7352.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Oh, boy. Shia LaBeouf got arrested this weekend. Didn't really surprise any of us because he sort of made a habit of getting arrested and, yeah, drinking a little bit too much and causing some problems here and there.
Are we sure this isn't just his latest bit of performance art?
No, we're not, but this would really be quite the piece. So he got arrested in Savannah, Georgia over the weekend, and it all started when he approached a woman who was with her kids for whatever reason at 4 a.m. somewhere and asked her for a cigarette. She said no, there's a police officer nearby. Him and the police officer started arguing, and then Shia LaBeouf took off running, and the police officer quickly and easily apprehended him in the lobby of a hotel.
Not the fastest runner.
Nah. Well, he got to the jail, and he berated the police officer both before and after he got to the jail. And he said some things that were all captured, of course, on tape. And here you go.
I have rights. I'm an American.
Come on, talk to me.
You got me in my hotel, arresting me in my hotel for doing what, sir?
Let's go.
Yo, you really got these cuffs on me heavy, bro.
Let me out.
Who are you fighting for? You got a president don't give a about you, and you stuck in a police force that don't give a about you. So you want to arrest white people who give a who ask for cigarettes? I came up to you asking for a cigarette, you dumb Why would I ask for a cigarette if I was racist, you stupid bitch? I was asking for a cigarette. You said no. I said word. And then you arrested me, you dumb bitch. They got cameras everywhere, you dummy. I got more millionaire lawyers than you know what to do with, you stupid bitch. I'm from it, you dummy.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure he's no, Dave. This is how method actors
work.
I'm
from it, you dummy.
Okay.
Yeah, Dave, he's from it. He's talking about...
From what?
From
Los Angeles, California.
Oh, well, then you're allowed to do whatever you want
you're
here
from
in Savannah,
it.
Georgia.
You're from it.
Have at it.
I'm from it. I'm from the streets.
The South
of Calabasas.
Is your oyster.
Son!
Calabasas is...
From the mean streets of Santa Monica.
Whoa!
You don't
those
even
streets,
know.
Those streets.
Third Avenue. Mm-hmm. Lots of outdoor shopping.
Mm-hmm. The Bird Streets. Shout out!
Lincoln Boulevard.
Woo!
Yeah, I mean, that's not
that's a, pretty bad. That's
I mean, it could have been worse. I mean,
No. It got worse. When he got to the jail, we don't have the audio of it yet, but he said that if he had his gun, he would take him out.
Oh, boy.
Because I'm from it.
Shia.
Are you sure he's not just in a method acting period where he's like playing a guy from the streets?
You got to pump the brakes on this one, Mahoney. I think that he was legitimately just drunk and acting like an ass.
Yeah, probably. You're probably right.
World Series of Poker here in Las Vegas is doing exceptionally well this year. It's the third largest ever.
That's kind of surprising.
It is surprising. So everyone remembers the one with Jamie Gold where he won over $12 million back in 2006.
And Chris Moneymaker.
Chris Moneymaker started the boom.
Yeah.
But... the fact that, you know, we're here in 2017 and it's the third largest ever, over 7,000 people, 7,221
wow.
to be exact, ponied up $10,000 a piece to be a part of the World Series of Poker.
Oh, my God.
The top prize is going to be over $8 million. And
damn.
Everyone that sits down at the final table is going to be a millionaire.
That's awesome.
That's pretty awesome. And they're not doing the whole November 9 thing. They're doing it all live so you can watch it all go down on Poker
oh,
Go
man.
And then it instantly rolls over to ESPN and they're doing it live on ESPN, which is way better than having them like edit it down and then
I
show it back after the
November
fact
9.
Waiting months until like what sort of sporting event just goes, "Okay, we have our finalists. See you in 4 months."
It's like, so we can get to know these players. No, we'll get to know them over the short few days that we're watching them.
Right.
You know, because you can already tell who the chip leaders are. And, they do good coverage of that. We don't need 4 months.
Yeah.
And honestly, I always thought it was a bit of a kill to the guys' momentum. The guys who are like, if you're building your stack. And
you're
on
a heater, man. That's
yeah.
just how it works with gaming. I mean, sometimes things are just going your way and you're feeling good and you're playing well. But
especially if you're an unknown.
Like 4 month break.
Yeah, but if you take a 4 month break, like people are bringing in coaches and they're doing simulations. And
if you're an
totally
unknown.
Totally changes the game.
Or a new player, you know, one of these guys who hasn't been around for a long time or they haven't sat at a table with one of these guys.
Yeah.
You know, they could do opposition research and check that stuff out so they could see how you're playing and try to break down that way. And I don't think I prefer it in the moment. You know, the tournament is happening over what, 8-9 days? What is it?
Yeah. So basically what's going to happen is the prelims are running all the way up until Monday of this coming week.
Okay.
And then from there, the final table begins.
I can't imagine playing poker for that long. Like the kind of mental fortitude that you have to have.
The fact that these guys are playing poker for 8 days straight before they make the final table. Like,
yeah.
That's just all the prelim stuff.
But once you make the final table, it doesn't matter.
You,
I mean, yeah, it matters. You're a millionaire.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the difference between, like, a million and 7 million.
8 million, yeah.
Oh, 8 million.
Pretty
yeah,
big difference.
It is, but either way, you're still walking away with a million. If
off a $10,000 buy-in.
If you funded your own.
Either way, there's still a lot of big names in there, but the World Series of Poker going on right now. And if you actually want to go down to the Rio, like in the Brasilia room and in the Amazon room where it's all happening, it's free to do. So if like you're a big poker fan and you just want to go like kind of walk around and
check
rail it a little
I'll
bit.
I'll wear my tightest top and I'll go down there.
Your tightest top?
Yeah.
Well, you try to lure one of those high stakes poker players
maybe.
To see a little wink, a little pat on the bum.
See what's going on.
Yeah.
Toss
you a chip. Hey, pretty baby. That's for you.
How you doing?
It's got so weird.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
If you got it, flaunt it, Dave.
I don't know if you...
I don't know if you got it.
If you got it.
How dare you two? Oh, I got it.
Here's Rise Against the Violence.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Mahoney, I hope your chest is nice and healed up for your second cruise.
your crews down to my house to come over and pet these dogs, man.
Message deleted.
Chess is doing better, I will say.
Oh, did the bumpies go away?
A little bit. It's still, you know, I mean, we're almost 2 weeks out, Sylvia.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah.
But it's doing slightly better.
So
are you going to cruise over to his house and pet his dogs?
Yeah. Maybe after the cruise.
Yeah?
No.
Nice enough, guy. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Sylvia, you don't have to worry about drowning. All you have to do is grab Mahoney, have him jump in the pool with you, and you can use his
double butt
as a floaty.
Message deleted.
Anybody can float.
Including Mahoney's double butt.
Anybody.
It's like a buoy.
Anybody. Are you taking your swimming lesson seriously? Have you booked any time to go swim, Sylvia?
Uh-huh.
You're such a liar.
Why would you think I'm lying?
Because you would say, yeah, I'm going to...
Where are you going?
Yeah.
That's my secret.
Okay, so You're not taking this seriously.
Yeah, I am.
You're going to drown in front of everyone.
No, I'm not going to drown in front of everyone.
Sylvia doesn't know how to swim.
Well, I mean, Dave, the good news for this,
yeah,
the kind of press that will create, and yeah, we've learned now that any press is good press.
Yeah, so. Yep, Sylvia drowned at Dave Mahoney's luau in 3 inches of water.
Listen.
Tune in tomorrow morning to hear what really happened. She tried to grab a hold of the double butt and just slipped right off the side.
Dave Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Seriously.
Sylvia has to swim the length of the Mandalay Bay
pool.
I'm
going to get tired.
Yeah, I know. That's why you should
practice.
I don't
want my hair wet either.
Just practice.
Still to come today with Dave Mahoney.
We are drinking whiskey today for Whiskey Wednesday, but Friday is all about craft beer. We are doing beer for breakfast. On Friday, we're also doing the Best Damn Drink Night on Friday afternoon. And if you would like to join me out at Aces and Ales with a gift card and a custom Dave Mahoney at Aces and Ales Growler, your chance to win that is coming up next.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
It's the Best Damn Drink Night happening at Aces and Ales this Friday, 4 p.m. I would love to have you join me out there. And if you were calling number 10 right now, it's 702-791-1075. Obviously, have to be at least 21. You're going to get a $50 gift card, which goes a long way with $4 pints of craft beer and a custom Dave and Mahoney Aces and Ales Growler. Call number 10, 702-791-1075. Here's Weezer.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Congratulations to Richard. He was call number 10. He gets set up with that growler and the gift card for Aces and Ales, which is happening Friday starting at 4 p.m. Look forward to seeing you over there. Speaking of free stuff, we have some Dirty Heads tickets. Those are coming up for this weekend over at Mandalay Bay Beach. And speaking of Mandalay Bay Beach, Dave and Mahoney's End of Summer Luau, that's also coming up. We have tickets for that in the show today. We'll be giving those away with the movie quote quiz, which is coming up in the 8 a.m. hour. In brand new prison mail, it's on the way.
KXTEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Broadcasting from the Dollar Loan Center, DontBeBroke.com studios. Inside the entertainment capital of the world. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Mahoney, we've been doing this for a long time now. And over the years, back when we used to host like music-driven shows, and now that this one's not, but you know where it was like, oh, you take a lot of requests all the time. Some people would get kind of aggressive when they would want to hear a song, and they would just sort of call over and over and over again. And back in the days of MySpace, they'd be constantly messaging you and all of that. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. Like,
we would get AOL instant messages early on in the career. Yeah. I don't know if you remember those.
I sure do.
Oh, yeah. The old AIM.
You're like, hit me up in my AIM. Request a song.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, in this case, a gentleman really wanted to hear his song on the radio and got very aggressive with demanding it, and he actually busted out an axe.
Oh.
Yeah, to try to get his song played. Here are some witnesses talking about what went down.
He was just out of his mind, absolutely out of his mind this entire time.
He got out of his car with a machete. A couple of girls were walking by. He grabbed one of the girls and went up to her and said, "You have to play the song for me." And he was waving the machete in front of her.
They tried to get him to get down on the ground, and he refused, and he just told them, "You're just going to have to kill me then." The negotiating officer was trying to get that song on the radio at one point just so he would calm down.
It was a peaceful resolution for everybody involved, and nobody got seriously injured, and we're grateful for that.
Do we know what song it was?
I don't.
I mean, you don't know the song?
No, what was the song?
What kind of...
They correlate with each other. It's from Insane Clown Posse's Bizarre song from the album Bizarre, My Axe.
Oh, he wanted to hear an ICP song because, of course,
it all makes so much more sense
because
now.
Of course,
so
he
you
did.
Know, there's some relation to it.
Hold on, where do you guess that this happened?
Ooh, this.
I'll give you a hint. East Coast,
Florida.
No.
For once, no.
It's actually on the coast.
Yep.
If it's not Florida, oh,
Boston.
Boston
kind of makes sense. I don't know. It sort of makes sense.
That doesn't,
to me, yeah.
I would have guessed like Tennessee.
Now, first
maybe
off,
Georgia,
would be like Iowa. You know,
yeah. Michigan would have made sense.
Somewhere Midwest, almost.
Yeah, but the man was throwing sharp objects from his car window, and just totally out of his mind.
I mean, get that man an iPod. Come on, solve all these problems.
Here's 99 cents. Download it, sir.
$1.29 if it's a single, I don't think that's the single.
What song would you want to request or hear so badly that you're gonna wield an axe?
Nothing in this life would I wield an axe for, with the lone exception of my daughter. Like, if my daughter was kidnapped, sure, I'll wield an axe anywhere. But outside of that, there's nothing.
I gotta hear Piano Man by Billy Joel. Damn it!
Do you
play me a song? He's the Piano Man.
Do you wield a keyboard?
What are you still doing in this town? You got so much talent, Billy.
Do you wield a keyboard at that point?
Do you wield a keyboard?
I mean, if we're going to be going with what we want to hear.
Yeah.
At first, I thought when you said axe, I was like, oh, he busted out a sweet guitar and was shredding it up.
Nah, it's an actual axe.
Actual, like, machete axe.
That's unfortunate.
So Leonardo DiCaprio loves his dad bod, and according to this source, they told Page Six that the Wolf of Wall Street star was overheard boasting about his workout habits, or lack thereof, at a pre-4th of July bash in Malibu.
Mm-hmm.
It was a private estate. He was drinking a beer and bragging to these models about how he doesn't work out. The girls were like, does he think that's attractive? It's not like he's in Titanic shape anymore, according to the source. This is such garbage.
I think that's mean, if that's actually true.
What, the models?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Leonardo DiCaprio has slept with all of them.
Well, I know, but
all of them.
Every
so
model
mean.
Ever.
Every single model that's ever modeled.
Anybody who's even thought about being a model, somehow.
Yeah, it's like a gang initiation. In order to get into the model gang, you have to bone Leonardo.
But I think it's like he's not in Titanic shape anymore.
Well, he's not. I mean, if this is true about what he's saying, that if he's boasting that, like, I get all these beautiful models because I'm so handsome and I don't work out at all. He's 42 years old. You know, yes, it's harder to keep the weight off as we get older. We all have learned that as we've gotten older.
I don't know.
But
you did a pretty good job of
it'll be back.
Off. Okay.
It'll be back.
All right.
It'll be back.
Lost the weight. I'll find it again, I promise.
Yeah.
One model named Jamie said, Leonardo DiCaprio is always cheesy. He's always at the club. He's not my type. I like tall guys. I have to be physically attracted to the guy.
He's 6 foot tall. What are you talking
about? He's got a dad bod. He's got some cushion for the pushing.
That's a little bit ridiculous.
She supposedly told this to the National Enquirer.
This is a chick trying to get her name in the headlines.
But
no one knows.
To be fair, if Leonardo DiCaprio was not worth $250 million,
he'd be a normal dude. Like, he's not really that good looking.
Yeah,
anymore.
He's handsome. He was a good looking when he was much younger.
Do you know what makes Leonardo DiCaprio good looking? Is that he's got tons of money, and he's famous, and he's also really charming.
And he's been in every.
I was going to say that because, like, Mark Anthony. Not the most attractive man.
You think Mark Anthony's hot?
No, I don't.
He looks like a wet rat.
I saw him in concert, and I was like, okay, I get it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why did you see him in concert?
Because I like his music.
Ew.
Yeah, what's the matter? Did we vet her before we hired her?
No, man. It was good. Is there any takebacks?
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Good news, guys. If you look like a wet rat.
No. No.
With fetal alcohol syndrome.
No.
Sylvia will be into you.
It's not that.
Mm-hmm.
What?
X107.5.
Coming up next on the David Mahoney Morning Show.
Ah, yes. It has been too long since we got brand new prison mail, but we have it.
Are we going with the new inmate or the old inmate first?
No, so we'll go with Courtney second, because Courtney is like tried and true. Like,
we know hers is going to be good. I'm curious to see what's going on with her.
Like, she got moved from Smiley down to Jean, and I'm curious how her final stint in jail is going.
Yeah, she was training for like some fire stuff.
Yeah.
There's fire stuff going on right now.
But we have one. From a gal named Jana Jersey.
Okay.
Jana Jersey.
Is there a photo in there, you think?
Oh, man.
Can you tell?
Can you see?
I can't tell. I don't think there's a photo. It just looks like
a letter in there.
A thick letter, though, like a couple of page letter. Brand new prison mail is coming up in just a moment, and we'll do an Instagram live too. So if you want to watch along on Instagram at Dave Mahoney.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
We have a brand new piece of prison mail from someone we've never heard from before. Her name is Jana Jersey.
Ooh.
Looks like a pretty thick letter, and it's addressed to DJ Mahoney.
Oh, that's me.
Yeah, we'll get to
DJ
that next.
DJ.
Wiki, 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 wiki.
X107.5.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So while we kick back and enjoy some whiskey on this Whiskey Wednesday, we have brand new prison mail, and I've got to say that I'm excited because this is new. Jana Jersey, never heard from her before.
We are live on Instagram.
If you want to watch along and check out the penmanship of these inmates, because it looks like... There's not one, but there's two.
Is it cursive?
There's two.
So we get. You think, are these both from the same person, or is this a two for one deal?
No, it looks like two different.
Okay. All right. What do we got going on here? Is this the newest one, or is this one sent? Look at the postmark date, or is this one the one from the 30th?
This is June 28th.
Okay,
that was sent. This one's July 3rd over here.
Okay, so we're a little bit behind. But to be fair, we were on vacation over the 4th of July.
Okay, so it says. DJs, which lets you know she listens to this show very closely.
Yeah.
So it's Becca. How are things? Y'all must be really busy peeps. Either way, how are things?
Things are good. Things are good.
Yeah,
thank you.
I like things.
Hashtag, do I know you?
What? Do you know us? I mean, you're the one who's writing us. The hell?
Here in prison, things are the way they are. How profound.
Oh, man.
Although I did get a raise and a promotion.
Nice.
I went from making a measly $9 a month to a whopping, wait for it, $12
Hell
a month.
Yeah! That's like, what, 20? Is that 25%?
Ooh. And now.
30%?
I'm the librarian.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
She's the sexy librarian.
You know,
somebody might
want to
check
librarian.
Out some books. You know what I'm saying?
I'll be making those big bucks. Oh, well, I'm happy. Just have to have a job and all.
Yeah.
Since I can't seem to get any pictures of you, DJ Mahoney, which, by the way, what is going on, man?
Yeah, that's
you
like,
still
it's
haven't
been
gone
a couple months.
Yeah, I know.
And picked up the pictures.
Sorry about that.
Are they still at Walgreens or
no,
CVS
it was
or
at a it was a FedEx Kinko's on Las Vegas Boulevard.
Would it be possible to get a picture of the band Trapped or Nothing More, preferably a signed one?
So wait.
What?
What?
But you're buttering us up to get something from Nothing More?
You want an autograph picture of Trapped? I could probably have them come to your house.
We could probably
play a concert. They're available.
That $12 a month that you are pulling in can fund that show.
Well, as you know, as librarians, we get a lot of work, and I have a lot of work to do, so I got to let you go.
Mm.
Okay.
Love always, Becca Becker. Ooh.
She put a little.
She put a heart and kissed it with lipstick.
It looks like lip gloss.
I think I touched it.
Don't touch it.
Touch it. Are we going to read the second one now, or are we going to?
Still love your show, she said. Well, if that's the case, thank you very much.
Yeah, we appreciate that. We appreciate all the letters that we get from the ladies at Smiley Correctional Institute and down there in Gene as well, even though we haven't got as many from Gene.
Okay.
We don't discriminate.
Let's go to the second one here.
Okay. Oh,
and this one's probably from the, what, this Janet?
Jana Jersey.
Jana
Jersey.
That sounds like a porn star name.
Doesn't it?
Like
it
the alliteration.
Does.
Like, you were setting up, like, having your kid's name with that kind of alliteration, you were setting them up to either be an entertainer or a porn star.
Oh, boy, this one doesn't start out good.
Oh, no.
Yo, bearskin rug boys.
Uh-oh.
This is a letter full of jaded disbelief. In a million lifetimes, I never would have thought y'all would have blown us off by failing to reciprocate.
What?
She's talking about not sending the bearskin rug pictures.
It's on the internet! It's on the internet, man!
I don't know.
Where, oh, where are the photos you said you would send us?
We've worked very, very hard at this. Like the billboard, all of that stuff. We have put hours and hours. We just don't have the money for it. Like literally, Dave and I sat through like several meetings to deal with this billboard stuff, and it's what cost us out of our pocket, which, you know, is a lot of money, like $5,000.
Oof.
That's too much. Like I thought it was going to be like $1,300 split two ways. That's funny. But like $2,500, that's like That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
That's I could buy a brand new Daewoo Lotos. I mean, not a brand new, but a brand new to me Daewoo Lotos.
She said, we've been very patiently awaiting our bearskin rug shot, headshot, candid shot, really any shot. You forgot all about us? Oh,
no.
What?
No, we
didn't. Come on, guys. Don't put yourselves on the same level as the general male public. You know, all fake. No give.
Oh.
I'm waiting for photos. Your local prison librarian, Jana Jersey.
Jana Jersey.
Has she sent us photos? Because, like, I don't remember this one.
I don't remember any photos of Jana Jersey.
I don't remember any
Jana
Jersey.
Yeah, how dare you complain that we don't give.
Well, we're giving,
we're giving it back right now. We're giving it to you.
You gotta pick up those pictures.
I did not expect that. I mean, all of the prison, the frustration is building. It's Smiley, though.
Well, you can't put me in charge of anything.
Yeah. But I mean, all you have to do is like stop by Walgreens.
It's Kinko's.
Kinko's, whatever.
Well,
it is hard to like get out of your car and walk into
get
Kinko's
that motivation
though,
that
you have a double butt.
Get that motivation you had when you went to go get those photos developed.
My life has been consumed with the gym.
Oh, shut up.
I have enough
shut
energy
up.
In the day
all
to do one
thing. All you're doing
at
the gym is walking. Yeah. Why don't you just walk into Kinko's and get the bearskin rug photos?
And you're driving there.
And then
we'll
put somebody else in charge of mailing them off.
You're driving there, so it's like half the battle.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate this hostility. First, we get
awesome?
It from the mail, right, and now you two are turning
so
on
there,
me.
There you go. There's the first two letters today, but we have one more coming up from Old Faithful.
Yay!
The lovely Courtney. That is on the way.
She put a little heart in the
yeah.
O's.
Well, I know that is going to be much more uplifting and positive, and they're not going to assault my character.
Is there a photo in there?
I don't think so.
No, I mean, Courtney's already sent us a bunch.
We know what Courtney looks like.
Yeah, but she could always send us, like, new photos.
Yeah, I mean,
say new photos?
Yeah.
Nude?
No, new.
Either way.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, I'm totally with Mahoney on this one. If Mahoney and Dave both went down to the World Series of Poker, Mahoney would get twice as many slaps on the back. Ass as Dave, because we all know double butt.
Message deleted.
It's true. I've been down to the World Series of Poker every single day since the main event started. Not a single pop in the butt. Not a single one.
And on you?
Oh, yeah. And I've been cruising around the tables looking for one.
Your shorts just aren't short enough, Dave.
I just keep accidentally dropping my keys and everything.
Well, I mean, have you just been, like, arching your back so you can, like,
is that
pop,
how it goes?
Pop the booty
oh, is that
a
how
bit?
It works?
Just pop the
yeah,
booty.
Just pop the booty.
You gotta pop the booty.
Pop it up.
Pop it up. Pop it up.
Double butt.
And plus, everybody knows that Dave's a much worse poker player than I am.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, right. You should see the epic meltdowns that our friend Sean Tempesta actually has on tape of Mahoney playing poker over at my place. This is a couple of years ago now. But
do
Mahoney
you
just.
Have it?
Oh,
yeah, when
yeah.
that donk sucks out on the river with like a 7-2 offsuit. Yeah,
go.
Of course
there
I'm going to be pissed
there
off and I'm going to melt
Mahoney's
down.
Mahoney's like throwing handfuls of chips at Sean because he beat them all in again. Oh, man, it's great.
Overall, I've taken more of his money than he has taken of mine. No. And on top of that. I've won.
You are the worst poker player.
For the Dave Mahoney poker tournaments that we used to do, did you ever win one?
Yes, I did.
Win?
Yes, I did.
Which one?
The one at the Silverton.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
I won one we did at the Venetian, which
no,
was much bigger.
No, you didn't.
Took home several thousand dollars,
no,
beat out a big field.
What happened to the last time you went to play a poker tournament at Caesar's Palace?
That was a
you busted
that was
out
a,
of the first hand.
Yeah, it was a charity tournament. I was like, yeah, I'm going to attend a charity tournament.
Sure.
I didn't really want to be at anyway,
no,
but
you're
I thought
so full
I would,
of it.
I thought I would do my part and show up, so I had things to do, so I busted out on the first hand.
Sure.
Please leave a message.
Pocket Kings, man.
Hey Mahoney, listen up here, pal. You're gonna be cruising for a bruising if you don't cruise on over to that guy's house after your cruise and play with his dog. I'm just letting you know, man. The guy's been hitting you up. You've been, you know, ignoring his calls, his messages. All he wants you to do is just go over and play with his three dogs. He'll even bring you pizza. He'll smoke you out. I mean, he might. I don't know what else he wants to do, but let's go over and play with the dogs, all right?
Is this guy hiring Muscle to try to get me
yeah,
to
he's like, go,
to
over,
go
there.
Over there?
Just no. Go say hello to the dogs.
Like,
go
hey,
pet the
guy
dogs.
Seems like a nice enough guy,
pet
but
the dogs a little bit. What's wrong with
as
you?
As much as you're describing the situation, me cruising on over. First, I'm never going to cruise over to anybody's house, first and foremost. Mm. Second of all, you're making it sound awful lot like a date.
Just pet the damn dog. What's wrong with you?
Hey.
Hey, pet the dog.
Ian can do it, you know? That's all on the, Ian is welcome.
Mahoney, don't make me do it.
Yeah, isn't he going to, like, offer Pizza Hut?
Yeah, he said his girlfriend's
a manager at a Pizza Hut. Yeah.
Dude, she should hook it up.
Please leave a message.
Why don't you go over there, Sylvia? Go over to a strange guy's house who you've never met.
For an $11 pizza.
Yeah.
Good call.
Actually, you could probably get it. Isn't pizza cheaper than that now? Like, don't you like to take out?
If you want to take it out, yeah, maybe.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, good morning, Dave, Sylvia, and Mahoney. So this question is for Dave. Question, Dave. How ticklish are you? Mm. And do you tend to be handsy if you've had a few drinks? Ooh. Just wondering, you know, I have a friend that's probably going to stop by Aces and Nels this Friday to see you. And, you know, just wondering where the evening might lead into after a few drinks. But my friend wants to know, how ticklish are you? And where is your ticklish spot?
Message deleted.
Inquiring minds want to know, Dave.
Ooh, yes. I'm not really ticklish.
No?
No.
Tickle, tickle, tickle.
But I'm not afraid to pet the dog. I'll pet the dog.
You're not going over that guy's house.
I'll rub the dog.
If you go over that guy's house, I'll let that dude tickle
me. Give me that dog.
Got me a doggy. I'll rub you.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Does this dog have a double butt? Double butt? Double
smack butt? The butt.
Still to come today with Dave and Mahoney.
There's audio of Shia LaBeouf getting arrested this weekend. It is not a good look for Shia LaBeouf. Kim Kardashian posting a selfie with cocaine in the background. That's what a lot of people are saying. She has an explanation for it. You can decide for yourself whether or not you buy it. And Jennifer Garner confronted Ben Affleck's girlfriend a couple of years ago, the one that he has recently stepped out as dating.
Ooh, boy.
Details on the way there.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
So have you seen the picture in question with Kim Kardashian and the cocaine?
Yeah.
Yes.
She posted a selfie, and there was a couple of white lines in the background that appeared to be powder lines. And she said, relax, it's just sugar. But if it was like in a Snapchat story or an Instagram story, and you can see in the background there's two what look to be
pretty defined lines.
Pretty defined lines of white
nose
powder
candy.
On a coffee table. And while her explanation is that it was sugar from candy.
There was one comment or one person who said, so you keep your sugar in like lines.
In lines on the coffee table?
Yeah.
That's how I keep all my sugar. It's easy for, you know, you just right on, right on whatever you need. Yeah. You know, if you could even use a straw or a dollar bill to get it to where you want it to go.
Like a razor?
She quickly came out on Twitter and said, I do not play with rumors like this, so I'm going to shut it down real quick. That sugar from our candy mess from Dylan's candy shop. So, yeah.
Well, maybe she's telling the truth. Maybe she's not. I don't know.
But it is suspicious that they're in lines.
I don't know.
Would it surprise you if Kim Kardashian was doing coke? Because it wouldn't surprise me at all.
She allegedly is very anti-drugs.
Okay.
And doesn't drink a whole lot. Hmm. But I don't know. Maybe if it wasn't hers, could be somebody else's. If that is, I don't know. I used to eat a fair amount of candy. Most of the time, there's not that much sugar in your candy. You know, because that's a significant, like, two lines worth of sugar that was, you know, pushed together.
What could that possibly
like,
be for?
The only thing I could possibly think of is that if that was at the bottom of, like, one of those sour ropes.
Right.
Things, or like a...
Or maybe like the...
Sour Patch.
Sour
those
Patch
little,
Kids.
Like, dipstick things.
No.
People don't use those anymore, do they?
I mean, they're still around, kind of.
You do?
But
yeah.
No.
They're still around. You can get them if you go to, like, Zip Fizz or something like that.
So Shia LaBeouf got arrested this past weekend in Savannah, Georgia. He was out drinking at about 4 a.m., got into a little bit of an altercation, asked somebody for a cigarette, and things didn't go well. And there's audio of him berating the police officer as he's getting carted off to jail.
I have rights. I'm an American.
Come on, talk to me.
You got me in my hotel, arrested me in my hotel for doing what, sir?
Let's go.
Yo, you really got these cuffs on me heavy, bro.
Let me out.
What are you fighting for? You got a president don't give a shit about you, and you stuck in a police force that don't give a shit about you. So you want to arrest white people who give a shit, who ask for cigarettes?
Oh, God.
I came up to you asking for a cigarette, you dumb. Why would I ask for a cigarette if I was racist, you stupid I was asking for a cigarette. You said no. I said word. And then you arrested me, you dumb They got cameras everywhere, you dummy. I got more millionaire lawyers than you know what to do with, you stupid bitch. I'm from it, you dummy.
Okay.
Okay, sure.
Why is he trying to be street?
Well,
like, why is he hood all of a sudden?
He's filming something called the Peanut Butter Falcon right now. Not a whole lot of information.
Sounds good.
Out there about that, but he was just, it's in post-production right now. He's going to be in a new movie called Borg McEnroe, which is, you know, the famous Bjorn Borg versus John McEnroe tennis rivalry that is going on. And John McEnroe, well known to have a bit of a temper issue. So maybe this is a little bit left over from that as he, you know, kind of segs out of one method
as he,
and
as
two
he comes
and under.
Down from yeah, one character to the next. Yeah.
Oh,
he also threatened to kill the cop.
The end of your days, and you live that legacy. That's what you signed up for, made. If I have my gun, I'll blow your up. You're a
I think
catch
he was.
That? If I had my gun, I'd blow your blank.
I think he was dropping bars, Dave. I think that's what was going on
did
right
you
there.
Did you hear the cop after he said that? The cop went, whew, boy, you are going to regret saying that.
If I have my gun, I'll blow your up. You're a
Yeah. He's like, oh, I am ready.
Oh, boy, I'm going to release this audio.
KXTE-FM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Broadcasting from the Dollar Loan Center, don'tbebroke.com studios. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
The director of the of Borg McEnroe was actually the director of the very first episode of True Detective.
Okay.
So, yeah, I might give it a watch. Yeah. Shia LaBeouf, maybe stop drinking.
Is he going off the rails for you, Mahoney?
No.
Now you still love him.
Nah. just pull back on the...
I'm from it.
Being from the streets.
Yeah, or just have somebody to watch out for you.
Yeah.
Oh, like you could be your bodyguard?
Nah, just get a friend. Just get a friend.
Oh, okay.
Do it! Just do it!
Coming up next on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So earlier today, we had one sexy and one salty letter from prisoners at Smiley Correctional Institution. But we have old trusty,
yay!
Courtney. She is down at the Gene Correctional Institute. Another brand new piece of prison mail. And we're going to open this live next, both on air. We're also going to do it on Instagram if you want to follow along and watch. At Dave Mahoney, it's coming up next.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
I love that over the 4th of July weekend, one of our favorite prison inmates, Courtney, was thinking of us, and she decided to pen a new letter to Mahoney.
Aww.
Brand new prison mail from one of the OG inmates who have been writing us letters since the beginning is coming up next. If you want to watch along, we're going to do a Facebook, an Instagram live at Dave Mahoney. At Dave Mahoney on Instagram. That's coming up next.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It is time for another piece of prison mail. And this one comes to us from Courtney, our original OG prison pen pal. And this one, I'm a little bit miffed because she had been addressing them to Dave and Mahoney. This one, though, just Jason Mahoney. And both the O in Jason and the O in Mahoney are hearts.
She knows who her real sugar daddy is.
Mm-hmm.
Are you giving her money?
No.
If you want to watch and see the letter being opened, well, it's open, I guess, but read live on air, Instagram. At David Mahoney. Here we go.
Okay.
And I hope this one's in a slightly more positive tone than our last one that we received earlier this morning, because that one cut me to the core.
This is the shortest letter that we've ever received.
Oh, no.
What's this one say?
It says, Mahoney, you're the worst pen pal ever.
Oh.
But damn it, I still love you. I can't quit you. Love your banana hammock photoless inmate. Courtney.
Oh, see?
You
what
are
you doing?
Terrible, man.
Man, why are you giving me a bunch of crap?
I had not read this before I opened it.
I think these are plants.
Oh, get out of here.
How dare you turn our friends and the women's correctional facilities against me, Dave.
How have I turned anyone against you?
Hey, you know what? You know what? You know
you
what?
I am
not allowed to print out that photo of me in a banana hammock.
Why?
Because I'm not the copyright holder. That falls on you, Dave.
You said you were going to do it. You actually said that you
sent
it to
Kinko's. I did do it. Responsibility on you.
technically I'm breaking the law.
By the
copyright
way,
law, which there is no more important law than copyright law here in the United States.
What's funny is I said, hey, why don't you go get the photos today? Because we've gotten not one, but two angry letters from inmates. I was really excited about the new prison mail because these have been so positive in the past. And I was excited that we got, you know, three brand new pieces of mail today. Two-thirds of it angry because you have not reciprocated. So I said, why don't you go get the prison mail, or excuse me, the bearskin rug photo today from Kinko's? And you said, I can't. I have a really busy day.
I do.
After the show today, I have to get a haircut.
Yes. I'm going to the gym
first.
You're
going to go to the gym, and then you're going to get a haircut.
Yes.
And then you're going to come back here and do beer for breakfast. And then you're
with the guys from Craft House down there in Henderson,
Yeah, they're being featured on Beer for Breakfast this week, and they'll also be featured on Ace and Nails. And then you're going to go to the tailor.
I got to pick up my suit.
To get your suit.
Yes, because I've lost a lot of weight.
Because you're going on vacation tomorrow.
Yes.
So you have to go get a haircut.
Mm-hmm.
And go
to the gym.
Suit.
Get my suit. It's a lot of stuff, Dave. And then I actually have
to
meet a friend.
These women are lying.
I have to meet a friend who's in town later on tonight, too.
You squeeze in a little trip to Kinko's?
You just swing by Kinko's. That's the thing of it, is you just, it takes 2 minutes. You just go in and
say. Can we send Ian to do it?
No.
How are you going to shirk this off on Ian?
Sylvia can.
No.
It's your one thing that
you hold the copyright.
You're holding that
over my head. If you sign over the copyright to me right now, I will go get it.
You're always like when we say that it's
sign over that copyright.
Dave is copywriting. You're like, oh, it's not.
There you go. I just signed this.
That's not official. That is not.
I'm so disappointed, man.
That's a schnazzy signature.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, look at that.
Practice that.
Well, I'm sorry, Courtney. I will work on this.
Wait, you'll work on it? It doesn't take any work.
It does take work.
And pick them up.
Why did you choose that on the one on Las Vegas Boulevard?
Because I used to go to the mall to walk a lot. Now I'm not going to the mall.
It's very convenient. It's right there. You can get off of the 215.
I'm never over there anymore. I'm literally never. I don't go to the Bell's Outlet anymore.
4 miles from your house.
4 miles might as well be 40 miles, Dave.
Instead of going to the gym, why don't
instead
you go
of going
to the
gym, why are you trying to crap all over my fitness journey, Sylvia?
I'm not trying to crap. I'm just
crapping all over my fitness journey and
trying
to become a better, healthier person.
I'm just saying, why don't you, instead of going to the gym, walk to the mall, and then while you're there, stop by Kinko's.
Walk to the mall from here? That's how you die. I will get abducted.
Dingus?
You'll get abducted. They're going to see these sweet-ass gams I got going on
over here.
They're
going to be like, my God, think how much we could get for a double butt on the black market.
Ooh.
Double butt.
That's not what they're thinking.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.
My day's back. I'm sorry.
Shut up. Go to Kinko's.
It's not.
Lazy bum. It's been 4 months.
Has not.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Mahoney, you have your nerve to let these prison pies sit there and anticipate the picture you promised them. I mean, you walk around with your big old double butt thinking you can do whatever you want and just blowing people off after you make promises to them? I thought you knew better, Mahoney. I guess the double butt will never stop thinking he's better than everybody else. Just got four asses, man. Doesn't mean nothing. Doesn't mean you're better. Means you break more promises with that double butt of yours.
Message deleted.
Strong finish there, buddy. Spit it out, Junior.
Favorite thing is that double butt is taken off.
Double butt.
And on top of that, I did deliver. I've spent several hundred dollars getting that photo shoot done. Actually, if we just want to talk about the amount of equipment that went into it, I've spent thousands of dollars to get that done.
You didn't buy anything.
Yeah,
you already owned all of this stuff.
No, Dave. I bought the rug.
Okay, you bought a bearskin rug.
Bought the banana hammock.
Okay.
And
all right.
Well,
the photo has been
What's
on
the point? What does that have
Instagram.
To do? So the whole point is that you have wasted all of that money because the idea was to take photos to send to the prison chicks that were writing us letters to reciprocate.
It's been online since April 10th.
They're in jail.
Yeah, they might not have access to the internet.
They
dude.
Can't go on Instagram.
They listen to the podcast.
No.
How do they listen to the podcast internet?
No, no, no. They listen live.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Like, they have little radios.
When they called us, they said that they had little radios. They listen live.
And how much are the banana hammocks anyway?
Quite a bit. I paid at least $20 each.
Oh, wow. What an investment.
I feel like I should bring those on the cruise.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You could have Sylvia go pick up the photos. She could be there in five steps.
Message deleted.
Get it? Because she's got big feet.
My feet are not big.
It's funny.
I have heels on. I'm wearing heels today.
I mean, you will be swimming out at Dave Mahoney's and a summer luau at Mandalay Bay Beach. Featuring Iration, Iron Tom, Magic Giant. You could just water ski across.
Why don't I use your double butt as a floaty?
If we can get the whole crowd to sing along this song while Sylvia is swimming.
Hanging from my toes in an apple tree, using my feet as water skis. So many uses for my feet.
Oh, check out my feet.
Does that give me motivation?
Yeah, I can do it.
I can do it.
Humongous.
Get a load of my big feet. Big feet.
So good.
By the way, I just posted a picture up on Instagram at Dave Mahoney of one of our listeners, Patrick. He was in Carlsbad this weekend. He said he found the perfect pair of sandals for Sylvia. No, they're just lovely.
Oh! No! God dang it.
That's a giant sandal. Holy crap.
That's amazing. I ain't even mad.
Please leave a message after the tone.
For Ian's punishment, you should force him to wear the Borat mankini at your luau. And everywhere he goes, he should be followed by the shame woman from Game of Thrones.
Message deleted.
Shame.
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 Ringing the bell.
Shame.
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 What do you think about that, Ian?
I don't watch Game of Thrones, but...
You don't watch Game of Thrones?
What's the matter with you?
What the hell's wrong with you, man?
I'll wear the Borat thing, though.
No, no. Why don't you watch Game of Thrones back this Sunday?
I'm not a big... Like, I can't get into it. The fantasy.
What?
Dragons and...
No, you got against dragons.
I'm not a big like fantasy guy either. Mahoney like reads the he's like a super fantasy nerd.
No, oh, I love dragons and swords.
Yeah, I have a feeling like I just won't be able to get into it.
It's not my bag. Have you even tried it?
No,
then
I
shut up. Then shut up. It's a great show.
I feel like there needs to be a punishment for him talking ill about Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
Peter Dinklage is an American treasure.
He's sure not
is.
Talking oh, he's ill.
I
think he's from the UK.
Is he?
Oh.
If not, he doesn't
have a Hold on. Okay. Man, he's from New Jersey.
Peter Dinklage is from New Jersey?
He thought he was English.
Well, he talks with an English accent in the show, but
his character does.
It was so
this
convincing.
Acting.
Well, I know, but it's so convincing. He's from New Jersey. I guess I should have known that from his portrayal of the angry businessman and Elf.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Stop being a double butt and go pick up the photos.
Message deleted.
Shut up.
Go tell me what photos.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
I probably should.
I'm so disappointed.
Still to come today with Dave and Mahoney.
Ian carrying out his punishment for betraying us. Sylvia dog paddling across Mandalay Bay's wave pool. Those are just a couple of the features at Dave Mahoney's End of Summer Luau. But really, it's all about the bands, right?
Yes.
Magic Giant, Iron Tom, Iration, all performing live. Your chance to win tickets to Dave Mahoney's End of Summer Luau coming up with the movie quote quiz. That is next.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Las Vegas' own Imagine Dragons and Thunder. They're coming to town. They're going to be over at the T-Mobile Arena.
Got something stuck there in your throat?
I did. It's gone now. September 29th, T-Mobile Arena. So McDonald's is introducing cheesy French fries. French fries covered in cheese and bacon.
Okay.
$3.99 for a basket that's shareable.
It says allegedly serves two. Yeah. Nobody's going to share your cheese fries with somebody else.
Get off my fries.
I'm not mad at this. I think McDonald's has the best fries in fast food. Hands down.
Hard to argue with that.
So, then putting out cheese fries? I'm interested.
With bacon?
Yeah. All right, let's do it. If you want to compete for some tickets to the End of Summer Luau, why don't you call us now? You can do the movie quote quiz. Your shot to win free passes. Good luck.
It's the movie quote quiz with the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Daniel, good morning to you. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good.
Please be our savior. This segment has gone so poorly over the last 2 months.
Yeah, I mean, like for a while there, it was like everyone was just kicking ass. Yeah, and then it's just gone off the rails pretty bad. So we got five movie quotes for you. If you get three or more correct, you're going to join us at the Dave Mahoney End of Summer Luau, which is happening. Dang it, August 20th.
Something in your throat.
What's in your throat, Dave?
Nothing is in my throat.
What do you got in your mouth over there?
Nothing's in my mouth.
You have one glass of Hibiki, and next thing you know, you're just. slurring words all over the place.
All right, you perverts. So the end of summer luau is Friday, August 25th. It's at Mandalay Bay Beach, and your chance to win some free tickets if you get three or more correct, right?
Nice.
All right, I'm gonna
What's in the background there? What's going on over there?
I'm driving to work, but there shouldn't be anything in the background.
All right, so here's how it works. I'm going to play a quote for you. If you don't hear it well enough the first time, you can ask for it a second time. Be happy to play it for you a second time. But after that second time, you only have 5 seconds to figure it out. What is your problem, Sylvia? Like, get that butt-ass ugly look off your face. It's bothering me.
Why you call me a pervert?
Because you are a pervert.
You're talking about a pervert.
Things being in my throat and mouth. It's
so
just not
Mahoney.
True. Sicko.
Here I was talking about whiskey.
You're in big trouble, though, pal. I eat pieces of like you for breakfast.
You eat pieces of for breakfast?
No.
What movie is that?
It's a tough one.
No, it's not.
Can you play it for me again? I didn't really hear it.
Yeah, sure. Here you go.
You're in big trouble, though, pal. I eat pieces of like you for breakfast.
You eat pieces of for breakfast?
No.
Oh, shoot. I don't know. I don't got one.
Oh, boy. That was Happy Gilmore.
Yeah,
that was the conversation with him and Shooter McGavin. All right, no problem. Still got four more to go. Yeah, here we go.
Take a look at me. What am I?
Really tall?
No, I'm an ogre. Doesn't that bother you?
Nope.
Shrek.
Shrek is correct.
Nice.
On the board with one. Here we go. On to quote number three.
A tape. A regular tape. People run it, I don't know. You start to play it, and it's like somebody's night. But then suddenly, this woman comes on, smiling at you, right? And as soon as it's over, your phone rings. Someone knows you've watched it. And what they say is, you will die in 7 days.
The Ring?
The Ring is correct!
Oh,
yes! Nice!
Yes.
I never would have got that one.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not a big like horror movie fan.
But you still know the premise because it was in the previews.
I still would have missed it.
I never saw the movie. I knew what it was.
Shut up, Sylvia. All right, here we go. On to the fourth one. You can win right here.
I'm God.
Bingo! Yahtzee!
Is that your final answer?
Our survey says God!
Bing, 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 bing.
The Mask?
The Mask is incorrect.
No, that was Morgan Freeman, man.
The right actor, and it kind of sounds like The Mask. It was Bruce Almighty, though. It's all right.
Gotcha.
It's all right.
The sweet sounds of Morgan Freeman's voice.
Fifth and final one. You must get this one correct to win the tickets to Dave Mahoney's End of Summer Luau, which is happening August 25th over at Mandalay Bay Beach.
Jeez, no pressure.
Yeah, here we go.
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
Oh, come on.
Oh, dude.
Play it again. Play it again for him, Dave.
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
The Wizard of Oz?
Oh,
there
thank
you
God.
Go. That's the biggest softball we threw you, man.
Yeah. Oh, man.
We also would have accepted Sylvia.
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
Is it because she's allergic to water and doesn't know how to swim?
KXTEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Broadcasting from the Dollar Loan Center, DontBeBroke.com studios, inside the entertainment capital of the world. This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What do you want to say, Sylvia?
What the hell, man?
I didn't say look like her.
Man? I'm also wearing all black today. So.
Yeah, she kind of looks like her. Hey, Daniel, congratulations to you, man. You're going to join us at the Dave Mahoney End of Summer Luau. You're going to get to watch Sylvia dog paddle across the wave pool.
Very witchy.
Ian's
going
to be punished in some way. Iration, the Magic Giant, Iron Tom, all the bands performing live. We appreciate you listening, man.
Thanks a lot, man.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
So you guys have heard about this, right? We were talking about it the other day, but just to confirm, Michael Phelps is going to race a shark. And it's kind of a hack bit, but they're doing it for Discovery Channel, right? For Shark Week?
Also, I'm kind of over Shark Week.
Are you?
Yeah.
I've never watched Shark Week. Have you?
I watched like 5 years ago. I watched for like an hour.
All right.
And that was
and
it.
It was like, okay, it's a shark. Cool.
So you got over it after 1 hour 5 years ago?
Yeah, well, every year we get
these. You made it seem like you were a fan.
Yeah.
No. Every year we get these lists of what's going to be on Shark Week, and last week it was the Megla Shark Don. It's like basically, next thing you know, Discovery's going to be airing Sharknado.
Oh, that'd be good.
At this point, because it's fallen so far away from what it used to be. Which,
by the way, before I play this promo for you, Ian's mom.
Good intro there, Dave.
Speaking of Sharknado, she sent you a text the other day that said what?
My mom sent me a drunken text the other day that just said Sharknado 5.
At what time?
It was like noon, I think.
Your mom was drunk at noon.
Drunk at noon.
And she just thought she should text you Sharknado.
There have been five Sharknados?
I think that was her telling me that there's a Sharknado 5 coming out.
Yeah, Olivia Newton-John's going to be in it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Brett Michaels?
Hell yeah.
All right.
I mean, our good friends Ryan and Randy Couture, they were in the last Sharknado.
They were in Sharknado 4.
Yeah. One of the classics, but it looks like Tara Reid. Looks like Tara Reid and Ian Ziering are going to be back again another Sharknado movie. So
Sharknado, that's, again,
maybe
separate
that
from what
a
we're talking
text.
About.
Yeah, maybe she was just informing you.
Usually she's a little bit more elaborate, though, but she was very...
Sharknado 5.
I don't know if Sharknado 5 or if Phelps versus Shark is going to be able to live up to Sharknado 5.
Well, here's the promo for Phelps versus Shark.
One trained to be the best since the day he was born. The other has been perfected by evolution. The great white shark meets the greatest of all time. Phelps versus Shark. The battle for ocean supremacy starts Sunday, July 23rd at 8 on Discovery.
This is like Mayweather-McGregor again. I mean, like, if they have a running contest after this where the shark has to get out of the water, then yes, it's fair. But otherwise, come on.
Is the shark going to be talking trash?
Also, the shark hasn't evolved that far. Million. Because guess what? Sharks don't have cars.
Aww.
I do have another promo that hasn't been released yet by the Discovery Channel. I don't know if I'm supposed to play this or not, but do you want to hear it? Here we go.
One trained to be the best since the day he was born. The other has been perfected by evolution.
Double butt, double butt, double butt, double butt, double butt.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
That's just dumb. That's just really, really stupid, guys.
Love it.
You're better than that.
God, I love it.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
We got some tickets to go see the Dirty. Some dickets.
Some what?
I don't think you want any dickets.
What exactly do those get you?
Oh, so
baby. We have some tickets to go see Dirty Heads.
Dirty Dave here.
Chill out on this whiskey.
Yeah, calm down over there.
They're coming to town on Saturday, and they're playing over at Mandalay Bay Beach. We have those tickets coming up with Know the Show. We're also going to be checking the voicemail again here shortly if you want to get a message in 702-889-7352.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Just so you guys know, while we're listening to these voicemails, Sylvia is ripping through a full pan-sized cookie that was brought into the studio.
I took a little bite.
You would not believe how much of this cookie she's eaten.
You're so dumb.
What's the thing for?
It's for the professional darts, the U.S. Masters, as part of the 2017 World Series of Darts.
So they brought us this
13th
big...
13th through the 15th.
Okay, so they brought... It's the World Series of Darts, July 13th through the 15th, and they brought us this gigantic cookie into the studio that's shaped like a dartboard with a bullseye.
Yeah,
and like
super
a dart
cute.
In it. Yeah, it's really cute. And before we could even take a picture of it, tell me I'm lying, before we could even take a picture of it to post it online, Sylvia started eating it. She's like, blah, blah, blah.
It's like Bossy Rossi eating
octopus.
Yeah. You're turning into Bossy Rossi. That's what's happening,
slowly
Sylvia.
But surely. Yeah.
How are you hungry? It's 9 a.m.
I'm starving.
You've had like three breakfasts today. You're like, finally, dessert.
Lay off.
I mean, do you guys want cookies?
No, it's too early. It's too early to eat.
All maybe right. later. I mean, it looks like a delicious cookie. How is the frosting, by the way?
It's really yummy.
Is it good? Yeah.
Yeah.
They actually put her name on the cookie. Did you see that?
Did they?
Yeah, they said Dave and Mahoney and Sylvia.
Throw it away.
So they said, screw you, Ian. None for you.
No, I offered Ian some and he didn't want any.
No, because you clearly wanted it all for yourself.
We were going to, you know, like, because traditionally what happens.
I did make a mess.
We get food and other items dropped off here at the radio station at a fairly, you know, regular. It's a regular occurrence.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we can eat a little bit of it, but normally it's too early for a full-blown meal.
Right.
So we eat a little bit of it, and then we go share it with the rest of our coworkers.
Right.
And so Sylvia takes a big old hunk out of this cookie, and we're like, we see her putting the lid back on it, and we're like, oh, you're going to put it in the break room so everybody else can enjoy some of this delicious cookie as well. She's like, no, I'm taking this home.
But then she looks over at Ian, and she goes, Ian, do you want some? But she's gripping the container. You know how, like, when you're really mad in traffic and you're holding onto your steering wheel so tight, your knuckles are white? She's like,
she was eating.
Do you want some?
No, I was not.
Oh, you don't? Are you sure?
She was eating this cookie so fast that crumbles, like big chunks fell down the front of her dress.
No, that's true.
Be honest. Did a chunk not fall between your boobs and at the bottom of your dress?
Jesus Christ.
Did it or did it not? Fall down the front of your dress and out the bottom.
Maybe, because
she gave birth to a chunk of a cookie in studio this morning.
What'd you name him?
It was beautiful.
Name Chunkers.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Oh, no, Sylvia's drowning. Use the Mahoney double bath flotation device.
Message deleted.
I will not be getting
in
the
like
pool.
How it's like it's like a trilogy with that one. Like a storyline.
It is. You really do need to learn how to swim, though. We can't have you drowning.
Yeah, that's the thing in my eye. Okay.
Well, what did you get in your eye?
A chunk of cookie.
What the hell?
Like, oh, I got a chocolate chip in there. Let me blink it out. Yum.
<I'm catching my
laughs> like a lizard.
Like a lizard.
Oh, boy.
If anything flies within 3 feet of her face, she's like a frog.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Double butt.
Oh.
Double butt. Mahoney, you better send them those pictures, or vengeance will be theirs.
They will get Double their photos.
Up. Message deleted.
Settle down, people.
No, it took you, what, 3 months? Four months?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
April 10th. It hasn't been...
It's 2 months.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Here's April 10th. It hasn't been... Oh, crap. 1, 2, 3, and 2 days.
Oh,
I've been busy, man.
You have not been busy.
I've been working out. I've been getting in shape and focusing on me.
That doesn't mean you can't drive by a Kinko's. Are the photos still sitting there printed out?
I mean, they might still have them. I don't know.
What do you mean they might still have them?
I don't know. Do they hold on
for that
long?
Go to Kinko's, man.
Oh, my God.
Here's the killers. It's the man.
Still to come today with David Mahoney.
Dirty Heads are coming to town this weekend. They are going to be over at Mandalay Bay Beach. We have some free tickets. If you have been paying attention to the show, we play a little game called Know the Show. That's coming up next. Your chance to go see Dirty Heads for free this weekend. Hang
tight. Listen. Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
As usual, Bossy Rossi has managed to set something up almost perfectly and then ruin it.
What time is it, Dave?
It is 9:54.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
There's a microphone right over here, Ross.
Yep. Finally showed up for work today. Mm-hmm. That's nice of you.
Yeah.
But the big luau is happening on Friday, August 25th over at Mandalay Bay Beach.
It's not called the big luau.
It's Dave Mahoney's end of summer big ass luau. I just renamed it.
You're welcome.
Big ass double butt.
But tickets are going on sale today at 10 a.m., so we got like 5 minutes to get this all sorted out.
Well, this is the pre-sale.
It's the pre-sale, yeah. So the tickets are discounted today and today only, right?
Yeah, I think it's the first 107 tickets.
4 minutes ago, we got a message from Christopher that said, pre-sale for the Luau and Ticketmaster is still showing as Thursday. X site updated, but Ticketmaster is still showing pre-sale is 7/13. Ticketmaster site is incorrect. Tickets, the pre-sale happening today for the first 107 tickets only. Is that right?
Yeah, the first 107 tickets will be discounted down to like an all-in ticket price of $20.
So including fees and processing and all the other stuff.
Yeah.
Everything is $20.
Correct.
for the first 107 tickets.
Yes.
And that's actually going to be available at 10 a.m. today?
I believe so. That's above my pay grade, man.
Above your pay grade? I thought you were the boss, Ross.
I am the boss. I booked the bands, and then I let the other people, the support staff, work
out
the details.
Good Lord. Just because everyone doesn't have the lofty title of program director does not mean that they're just other people. They have names, too, Ross.
Bossy.
I don't know those names.
I thought I taught you better, son.
Oh, yeah.
But 10 a.m. today, the first 107 tickets for Dave Mahoney's End of Summer Luau.
10 a.m. ish.
Just don't hold
like
us to
ish.
It.
Ish. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good time. It's a good time frame.
All right. So let's do Know the Show, your chance to win tickets to another great event that's coming up this Saturday over at Mandalay Bay Beach. Here's the question for today.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
Peter talking Dinklage Ill. is an American treasure.
He's sure not
is.
Oh, he's ill.
I think he is American.
I think he's from the UK.
Is he?
Oh.
If not, he doesn't
hold on,
have
hold on, hold on, hold on.
Okay.
Man, he's from
All right, so Peter Dinklage we were talking about from Game of Thrones. And I was really convinced that he was from the UK because his accent is very good. Turns out he is not. He is from somewhere here in the United States. Where is that? 702-791-1075. I will say that when I found out, I was a little disappointed.
Were you?
I mean,
I don't know why. I'm just a little disappointed.
Because do you feel cheated?
Yeah, like, I thought he was a delightful little Englishman, and he's not.
When you think of...
Yeah. A happy little chap. So, where is he from? 702-791-1075, X1075. Good morning. What's your name?
Eric.
Eric, how you doing, man?
All right.
You sound like a bundle of joy today, Eric.
Do you need some cookies?
Well, I'm hoping I get in there in time.
Well, what's the answer? Where is Peter Dinklage from?
New Jersey.
Yay! Just suck the air out of the whole show, right? As we were going to finish big, Eric, and then just no energy, man. Yeah. What's up, man? You having a bad day?
Can you talk about it?
I kind of am having a bad day, but it just got a little better.
You want some whiskey?
Yeah.
You want Sylvia to lay you?
No.
At the luau.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. If she doesn't drown, we'll have her lay you, okay?
That'll work.
All right, man.
We hope you feel better, buddy.
Hope you have a better day.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Things are looking
bye.
Up.
All right. Aw. Aw, buddies.
Poor little guy.
Aw. Well.
He just won some tickets. Wait, I was talking about the luau. He just won tickets to Dirty Heads.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you, Dave?
Well, it doesn't mean he can't come to the luau as well.
The tickets for the luau are going on sale at 10-ish this morning for $20.
Crack work there.
Man, fine work, Bossy Rossi. Thanks for swinging by today.
Happy to be here.
I mean, your leadership, your guidance has really just inspired us all to be the best that we could be today.
Yeah, are you good enough to go pick up those photos from FedEx Kinko's?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Nah, can't do that today. A little busy.
He's got to get a haircut and go walk on the treadmill at Planet Fitness.
So you're basically saying that...
And doing a beer for breakfast.
Ah, yes, there we go.
With our friends from Kraft House.
Yes. Now our pen pals are going to have to wait until after you return from your cruise.
Oh, yes, for sure.
For you to pick up the photos.
You know what they got, Ross?
Then maybe another week and a half before you decide to mail them out.
They got time. They got time, man.
Come on, man. You guys have a good day. The anticipation's better
than
the payoff.
Way out.
Mornings on X 107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.